The start of a new week. What I want to thank God for today is that we can come to Him in any way, with any words, at any time. And He hears us and He cares. I love the verse, casting all your care on Him, for He careth for you. And also, come boldly to the throne of God. I love that because God lets us complain. God is our safe place to come to when we don't know what to do, when we're angry, when we feel mistreated, when we think things are unfair. Because of the blood of Jesus, our intercessor, we have straight, direct access to God. And we don't have to follow a 10-step plan to get to Him, to talk to Him. We can talk to Him throughout our day while we're at home, cleaning, doing chores, at work, at our office desk, teaching, wherever we work, whatever we do, whatever time it is, all of the time we're in the car, we can be talking to God. And then the Holy Spirit promises to take what we say, to change it into the correct language for us, and to deliver to God what we actually need to have prayed. We don't have to think through that and overthink it. We just lay our hearts out before the Lord, and God takes care of the rest. He is such a good Heavenly Father to us. I see this example in what I believe is the very best relationship in the Bible. I have thought through the years, if I could have any relationship, what do I think is the best relationship there is? And time again, I come back to the same answer. David's relationship with God. I think it is the most real, transparent, non-pretentious, close relationship that there is. And why I think this is because David pours out his complaint before the Lord. I mean, he tells everything he's thinking. Sometimes he's so mad, he's asking God to kill people. He's asking God to kill their children, to give them diseases. He is just telling him everything he feels. But when we see David's Psalms, he'll complain, he'll lament, he'll question. He doesn't hold anything back. He feels that close to the Lord. But by the time he's poured out his soul and his heart to the Lord, he ends his Psalms by reminding the Lord that he trusts him. He praises him. He thanks him. He leaves the conversation in a good place because God's his Father and he loves him. And that is how I want to pray. And that is how I want to encourage you. You may have to hold back with every single human relationship and not say what you think at a certain time or all that you think, or maybe it's not best to communicate in this way or whatever it is. But that's not what we have to do with God. He is a holy God. He is a just God. He is a perfect God. But through Jesus Christ, we are adopted into his family, and he is our Abba Father. Anything, everything goes when we're talking to the Lord. And I love that he tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I can be fervent. Ladies, there are a lot of things I don't do well, but I've got fervent covered, okay? And I think you agree with me. We have all the emotions and strong emotions, and God gave us those emotions, and he can handle it. He can handle screaming out to him and crying. He can handle all of it. And he wants us to bring that to him. He does not want us to stuff that down inside ourselves. We may not be able to take all of that to any single human being just like that, but we can cast all our care on him, for he careth for us. If that's not the best news you ever heard, I don't know what is. Walk in love this week. Let's love God through loving others. And let's take every single thing to our gracious, loving Heavenly Father throughout the week.